This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. When a shopping mall closes, what's left is not a pretty economic picture. Big empty buildings sitting on acres of unused land, net negatives for the tax base of city and state governments. Columbus, Ohio knows whereof I speak. 10 years ago, after a mall downtown failed, the city bulldozed it and replaced it with one of the farthest things from a shopping mall that you can think of, a nice 6-acre park. The city says the project didn't just create a new public space, it helped attract hundreds of millions of dollars in investment and thousands of new downtown residents. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
It's officially fall in Columbus, Ohio. I know this because there are children with painted faces bouncing around in a giant inflatable pumpkin at a harvest fair in a downtown park called Columbus Commons. Nearby, Christopher Patterson is tossing a beanbag while his 3-year-old daughter runs around on the grass. Patterson remembers a time you wouldn't bring a toddler to this particular spot.
I do remember it being like a lot of crime and like just kids hanging out, being kids, mischief. I mean, it's turned into a really nice place.
10 years ago, this park was a nearly abandoned 3-story mall called City Center. It had opened in the late 80s with almost 150 stores. But like a lot of urban malls, it lost shoppers to the suburbs. It also got a reputation for crime. By the late 2000s, the mall had only 8 stores left. Michael Coleman was mayor of Columbus at the time.
You'd walk through the mall and you could hear your footsteps echo.
Coleman says there were blocks of boarded up buildings and empty parking lots around the mall.
It was dragging down downtown in a big way.
Capital South, a nonprofit development corporation created by the city, took over the property and started looking at redevelopment plans. Maybe the mall could become an office building or a medical research center. Guy Worley heads the nonprofit.
Each one of the plans that we looked at either financially didn't pencil out or from a constructability point of view, it simply couldn't be done.
So Capital South decided to knock down the mall and build a park. The group was inspired by similar projects like Bryant Park in New York City, a 9.6-acre green space next to the New York Public Library. It had become a dead zone, known for drug deals and prostitution, until a local group fixed it up in the 80s, adding a cafe and entertainment. That boosted rents nearby. Worley says a big lesson was that on its own, creating a green space isn't enough.
One of the things that we learned when we studied other successful urban parks was you really need it to program it.
You need to get people there. So Columbus Commons has an outdoor stage and a cafe and hosts more than 200 events a year, many of them free, like yoga classes and concerts. The plan seems to be working. There's been about $400 million of private investment around Columbus Commons since it opened in 2011. Buildings with office space, apartments, and ironically, new retailers. Frank Sasso, the CFO of Kauffman Development, is giving me a tour of one of the new buildings on the park, a $52 million, 12-story high-rise with 121 apartments, all of which rented before the building even opened.
Would you have built the building before when there was just a mall there, an empty mall?
We most certainly would not have. the park was a big piece for us.
While critics say Columbus Commons has helped drive up rents and made downtown less affordable, Sasso says the park has revived the area. 10 years ago, about 5,000 people lived downtown. Now more than 8,000 do.
Someone told me the other day, who was a lifelong Columbus resident, that at 5.05 p.m. you could shoot a cannon on Broad and High and not hit anyone because it was that dead after work hours.
Ellen Dunham-Jones, who teaches urban design at Georgia Tech, says a couple dozen owners of failed malls have built programmed green spaces into their redevelopment plans.
They are an experience you cannot get online. So it's that direct experience with nature. It's that direct experience of social activities.
She says the hope is when people do show up to the park for their yoga class, they'll do some shopping too. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.